This is URN Sport.
Welcome back to the URN Sports Centre here on University Radio Nottingham, your home of all the latest sports news, drama and debate. Now, one of the big kind of stories of the last 7 days in the world of sport is the £300 million support package that was awarded by Oliver Dowden and the Department for Culture and Sport to support the various different sports that take place in this country. It's fair to say this has divided considerable opinion. I'm delighted to say that we are joined by Emily, the head of news here at URN, but also a keen Speedway fan.
Speedway is quite an overlooked sport in general, and they don't generally receive much funding, and it's a sport that very much relies on sponsorship, and there's just generally not much money in the sport. So I think when it was announced that there was going to be over 6 million put towards motorsport, a lot of people hoped that at least a small proportion of that would be put towards Speedway. And I think because it's quite an unknown sport, it relies, as I say, it relies on having some of that funding, whereas people are going to be going back to like the F1 and the bigger motorsports. So it's just a real disappointment, to be honest.
A lot of the commentators are sort of saying, oh, Johnny Best is the man likely to miss out if you want to get sort of Ali and Curran and some of the other guys down the order in. But I was always a bit confused by that because he's such a good player and he always proves himself when he's on the line and when everyone's putting him down. So I think it was good for him to show. And I think it's both a blessing and possibly a bit of a curse that he's now scored runs at number four. Because I think if Rory starts to struggle, they'll be thinking, oh, do we risk moving Bairstow back up the order? Or do we bring in someone like Banton or Livingston who they know have opened and will be opening in the Big Bash, really? But I think it's good for him to get runs and the rest of the guys. I think most of the guys who sort of did well were all the guys in the IPL. So Bairstow and Stokes on our batting and Curran a little bit at the end. And for them, you had Rabada bowl quite well, as did Ngidi, who both were playing. And Duplessis, obviously, top scorer for them after playing for Chennai.
Yeah, I think the problems you suggested there for England, they're not bad problems to have, if we're honest. If we look, on our last episode, we were live and we talked a lot about the history of English sort of T20 cricket, as it would have been the World Cup a few weeks ago, but obviously Corona. And we noticed there was a few times where you got looking at the squads when we were doing both our research and we went, how was he in there? And Toby's eloquently put that there's so many good options here that it's quite hard for the selectors to choose, oh, but Bairstow, but what about him? But what about him? It's about moulding the correct high standard of quality players, which is something that's really positive. And if you're looking to next year, there's a lot to be said. Well, the only problem England have now is not their selection policy. It is can they find that 11 that I can consistently win, have a good team atmosphere and score runs and take wickets at a high level.
Welcome along to a very special live episode of the Over the Trent podcast here on University Radio Nottingham.
It's really disappointing to watch Forest play to such a poor standard. Like you said, the first goal, so avoidable, so basic errors, really. Not being awake for the first 5 minutes. And I think we haven't, looking back at some of the previous games, we haven't been at the races for the first 5 minutes. And it could have cost us in previous games. And we've finally been punished for that. I think the ball is just a really good ball by the winger, I've forgotten his name, and Junior Slavistav does his job. He scores a good goal, and Forest players are left in the dust, really, and it's put Forest on the back foot for the rest of the game, and there's no recovering. I think Forest would just slack all round. That's really worrying, actually. Lolly was anonymous. Amiobi was good, but I can't think of anyone else who really stood out. We missed our chances in the end. Amiobi had a little bit of a slice of the goal open to him and he didn't quite hit the target. And then Ryan Yates, who's been almost made viral through his awful header, and that's three or four now he's missed of open goals on the head. So it's just getting a bit worrying now.
Well, I think that Roy Hodgson has done a really good job with Crystal Palace. And, you know, I hate being critical, especially of managers, because especially in the game today, it is just cutthroat. One loss and, you know, the back pages slaughter you. But yeah, I think that last night it just wasn't good enough.
It's just, I think there's not any more teams apart from Palace that rely on one player so much as Palace do on Wilfried Zaha, and obviously he's been out recently and their results have not been great during this period. But that's not saying you know, Ruben touched on it, they have other really good attacking players like Jordan Ayew, Christian Benteke on his days, you know, he could do a job. But this over-reliance on Zaha now has just been ingrained in them for so long, and when he's away, they just can't seem to play. And it's something that needs to be addressed, because they're not going to have Zaha forever. Zaha's not going to be at his best forever either. And it's quite concerning.